Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. The family unit is obsolete. The family unit is obsolete. The family unit is obsolete. The training of children is a duty best performed by the state. A man should be able to marry his goat if he thinks it has a cute rear end. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olsen Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Carlton's Grand Jerky presents another piece of missing history from the Old West. He was pinned down at the Alamo and down to our last bag of Carlton's Grand Jerky. Suddenly, I had me an idea. I said, how about we stop a spell and enjoy the smoky flavor of Carlton's Grand Jerky? Just like that, we won the Battle of the Alamo.
Hooray!
Carlton's Grand Beef Jerky in sweet brine or spicy original. It's the taste that won the Old West.
The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
I just got to tell you, man, I love what you're doing.
I just thoroughly enjoy your program.
I'm just amazed by it. He inspires me, and he's right.
The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at chadolsenshow.com. That's www.chadolsenshow.com. Log on now.
Prince on the Hill this afternoon, since it looks like former Attorney General Bill Barr, it appears, met with the January 6th Select Committee. This is him captured on camera coming out of the conference room where the committee meets. Barr, remember, had resisted the push by former President Trump to help overturn the legitimate 2020 election results. And NBC News can confirm somebody who's been more receptive to that idea, Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate Doug Mastriano, gubernatorial candidate, is now cooperating with the committee. Mastriano was seen on the 6th inside the restricted area of the Capitol as rioters rushed in the building. I want to bring in NBC.
As we continue to tell you right here on the Chad Olsen Show, the end game of all of this is to the end of the committee and everything about this prefabricated, utterly produced news coming out, brand new story coming out this morning saying that the House's January 6th committee is actually being produced by a former president of ABC News. They're calling him a master documentary storyteller, James Goldston, who's been hired in order to produce this epic television special of the January 6th hearing. It's going to feature pre-produced video bits, and then live, interspersed with live testimony that's going to be part. So this made-for-television Troika moment. Troika is a political show trial. These were held during the Stalin era in the Soviet Union. They were held in the public square in order to convince the masses of the guilt of certain quote-unquote traitors to the revolution inside the Soviet Union. Yeah, but prior to the execution, they were always summary judgment and execution. There was not even the pretense of any kind of due process. That's the essence of what a troika is. The January 6th Commission is a troika. They prefabricate FBI operatives, and they've got Antifa idiots changing clothes off off next to the in an area next to the Capitol. That footage that's out now where the Antifa people were pulling on their Trump garb before getting ready to take part in the rally. Now you've got God knows how many of the FBI agents that were actually involved and interspersed in the crowd. Capitol Police ushering people in between the velvet ropes, allowing them into the rotunda of the Capitol, and then charging these people with felony trespassing, and then to the selected and key players, the ringleaders that they know are going to garner the most publicity and the most public ire, they attach these conspiracy charges that carry potential for life sentence at the very top of it. Every single bit of this fabricated, every single bit of it made in order to make this. And the degree to which the Democrat idiots, the mediocre intellect, room temperature morons on social media, the way they lap this up, yeah, they'll instantly start calling you a traitor if they find out that you're a Trump supporter. Because you have the gall to allege what is so patently obvious in the utterly stolen, utterly fraudulent 2020 election, endless mail-in balloting, endless drop boxes where anybody and everybody could just visit at all hours and just stuff as many ballots, quote-unquote ballots, into the boxes as they wanted. We knew they were stealing it. They undertake and complete the steal, and then if you have the audacity to call them out on it, well, then you're a traitor because January 6th proves that people were trying to overthrow the government of the United States. as if they didn't do that somewhere around November 22nd of 1963. Deep State's been running the show for six decades or more. They overthrew the government. We have only the facsimile and the pretense of a democracy. To the extent they love to use that word, the defenders of democracy are actually the defenders of the corporatist cabal that have been running the show for nearly 70 years in this nation. And they're completing their final immolation of the American dream and the relegation of the tradition, the grand tradition of the American patriot constitutionalist to the ash heap of history as, quote-unquote, a traitor to the United States. A lot of that made possible by John Thune. Good old John Thune in South Dakota. Senate Bill 3081 does away with your habeas rights so long as they call you a traitor to the United States, a threat to the United States. You're no longer a citizen endowed with rights. You're at that moment rendered an enemy of the state. Thank you, John Thune, Lindsey Graham, John McCain. This is the final endgame. God, good luck and Godspeed to all of us in this moment. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.